The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now.
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the Sausage. Patty the Pipe.
All right, we are here and there and everywhere.
Are we really here now?
Yeah,
we're back on the phone.
You are on the biting train.
Well, the next time, hopefully the next time I'll be feeling a lot better and we'll be able to go back in again. A bad sinus infection. That shit happens. It's fucking falling apart.
So what the fuck's happening? Ain't good?
I don't know.
What ain't good?
Well, nothing bad is happening, really.
Really? No.
Well.
There's plenty of bad shit happening. Hey.
Yes.
There's some good news. Hey. Do you know that the U.S. greenhouse gas emissions slid by 9.2% in 2020?
I didn't know that.
Hey, well.
And now what's it going to be?
I don't know.
Well.
For this year.
You know, because we have bad climate change, I guess. You know, so we slid and we got to re-enter the Paris Accord. I guess maybe somebody can go up, you know, like Biden said, though, he's going to stand up to China on climate change. My guess is he doesn't even stand up to piss anymore. I don't think he stands up to piss anymore.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I bet he wears adult diapers. He's sending money back to the Wuhan lab.
Of course.
The ones that gave us the China virus. Yeah, of course. Again, that's not standing up to China. That's kneeling down to them. But, hey, that's all we get. That's all we get, I guess.
Different strokes for different folks. And he's definitely a different stroker.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
It's scary, but it is.
Oh, yeah. No shit, right?
You better believe
it. Very scary. It's very, very scary. But, hey, what are you going to do?
Well,
Pelosi, you know, we got that, you know, we got the new pad zone, you know? You seen that? That's still going. The Pelosi autonomous zone, you know, where they keep the walls and the fences up around Washington.
You know,
they're staying now until August.
Oh, yeah.
5,000 to 6,000 National Guards.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know why they don't.
The metal detectors, and she doesn't have to go through them.
I don't know why we didn't hear. I don't know why we don't just build a fucking moat and end it next. Get a moat, build it around there. National Guard could go home, and we'll put fucking alligators in it.
Well, maybe then she could tell the National Guard their house to guard her $15 pint ice cream and a $27,000 freezers. But hey, it'll be cheaper because we won't need any fences there because she's already got a concrete fucking wall around her house.
No, come on, not around her house.
Of course she does. Our wall stops her not building it, and all the fucking immigrants are allowed to come in. They don't have to get tested. They don't have to get anything, you know?
So what kind of wall does she have around her house?
Oh, she's got a guarantee. She's got a concrete wall all the way around her house.
I heard she's got pit bulls that have AIDS running loose.
Blood. She lives in San Francisco. Probably everybody lives there. I don't know. You know, she wants everything that she wants, you know. Forget what everybody else wants. I mean, they're pushing to pass that the HR 1.
Right.
Where it'll be easy to universal ballot. You don't realize that, but you know, for every, on that HR 1, for every dollar that a politician raises in a, right. a political race, now they get $6 of taxpayer money on top of every dollar. So that means you can multiply all those bullshit ads that you get times fucking six. And you know what's going to happen there.
Yep.
Plus, you know, plus that gives universal ballots, mail-in ballots.
More corruption.
Yeah.
So, more corruption.
With HR1, if you're a Democrat, you'll vote in every fucking future election. Even when you're dead, you'll be voting in it. So it doesn't fucking matter. You know, it's like, great. It's great. They're going to try and do everything. Push as much shit through as they possibly can in the next few years. Because they'll lose the house if you want to do.
So what about this $19.1 billion going to the state, local governments to help low-income housing cover back rent, rent assistant utility bills?
Is that all part of the $1.9 trillion?
Oh, yeah. We got some big stuff here.
That's some great. I've seen some of that. In that $1.9, they're just gonna push that through without any.
Well, they said
support at all. They're just gonna push it through. They're gonna push. I'm telling you, they're gonna try to push as much shit as they possibly could. You know,
they're saying that the
Biden. Just passing shit with the stroke of a fucking pen. I can't believe. Did you see that interview he had with Anderson Cooper? Anderson Poop, whatever you want to call him, Pooper or Poop Shooter or whatever the fuck his name is. he had said, and Anderson Cooper didn't even question him. He had said that, you know, when we took office, there was no vaccine. I guess Anderson Cooper didn't say shit. I guess he didn't understand that he got both fucking doses of the vaccine before he took office. I guess he forgot that, but you know, that's possible. You know, I guess everyone was to get the shot, you know, before it was available. And then he blames Trump for getting it into people. Everything is Trump's fault. You know, he did such a terrible job. You know, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we wouldn't have a vaccine to put in anybody's fucking head. Anybody's head. So I don't know why he's saying shit like that. I guess it's just screw everybody up. You know, and Cooper asked some questions like, oh, what's it like living in the White House? He says, I get up every morning and I ask you, where are we? Yeah, I'm sure that's fucking true. I bet that's fucking true. I bet that's one of the only true fucking things that came out of his fucking mouth.
Hey, they wanna give the state of Colombia $195.3 billion. Now, you ready for this? This would be for tribes that would get $20 billion and $4.5 to the territories. I don't know what this fucking means, where this money is really going.
Who knows? Who knows?
300
money to go to bail out the fucking blue states and all that shit. I mean, that's going to...
Well, it's gonna affect everybody.
Bullshit, but him saying, oh, there was no vaccinators. Oh, there's nobody to administer the vaccine. Well, you know, it's these blue state governors, instead of fucking goddamn mocking and knocking fucking Trump all the time, say, oh, he'll never get this vaccine. He'll never get this vaccine. If they were to spend that time getting ready to administer the vaccine, then they'd have the personnel to do it.
Right.
I mean, he says, oh, we need to do it. But Trump has said while they were getting the vaccine back months and months ago, that he was wrapping up the needles, the swabs, everything needed to administer it. But of course, these guys just wanted to keep knocking him, so they didn't put in any plan in place, so they don't know what the fuck to do now.
Well,
we don't have a plan in place. Well, whose fucking fault is that? That's not Trump fucking fault. Well, that's their fault.
By the same reasoning what you're saying, these governors, how many years ago, got money to buy the ventilators and nobody bought them?
Of course not. Well, of course not.
But let's blame somebody else to take the heat off of us. That's the key. That's the key here. You know, they want to do whatever the hell they want.
Like they're fucking knocking fucking, what's his name, Ted Cruz, for taking his family down to Mexico and turning right around and coming fucking back just to get them out of harm's way so he didn't have to worry about them, so he concentrated on doing his fucking job. But they're not saying shit about fucking dickhead fucking Andrew Cuomo. That's, you know, that self-righteous fucking dickhead.
The FBI investigated the COVID cases in America.
But nobody says nothing about that. You know?
No. Nobody's going to say nothing about that. Again,
New York Times, it did say that the legislatures are moving to strip him of his pandemic powers.
Yeah, I seen that part.
He's so great. Here's a fucking guy that writes a book on how good he did. How the fuck do you write a book about what a great job you did when you're right in the fucking middle of it and you still haven't completed the fucking job, but you're writing a book saying how good you fucking did?
That's when you're not fucking self-righteous,
self-centered piece of fucking shit would fucking do that.
A narcissistic person.
Very narcissistic piece of shit. You know?
Narcissistic people do that kind of stuff. Evidently, even though they say they're going to try to do all this stuff and strip them of this, I doubt anything is going to come of this. I'd be willing to lay odds on this.
If they strip him of his pandemic powers, he won't be able to say, okay, restaurants have to close, that kind of shit.
Yeah, but big deal.
They're going to recall Newsom? Probably fucking not. They should. I mean, they even banned his fucking stupid-ass brother from interviewing him.
That was another crazy thing. I didn't understand. Yeah. But okay, they banned him now. Because they were doing like a vaudeville show. The two of them.
They don't want to fucking talk because they're sick fucking people. They really are.
I call them now the
bullshit liberal news, BLN.
You know? BLN. Ooh.
BLN, the bullshit liberal news. Or if you want to call them BLM, the bullshit liberal media, whatever you want to call them. Trump's not there to fucking to abuse anymore, so they got to abuse other people like fucking the Cruz and all that shit. And what did fucking Biden do? Oh, let's take a snow day and take off. Man, this fucking guy, he really is. He's a fucking idiot.
Let's take a snow day. He's in high school.
He actually did. He called the lid on the administration and said, we're going to take a snow day. Get the fuck out of here.
Cocaine, baby.
And people don't even say, the bullshit liberal media don't even call him out on that.
But that's because it's a one-way street. It's not a two-way street any longer. That's the problem here. They want it that way, and no matter what is right or wrong, they're going to keep him in check with this. He can't do anything wrong. Anything he says is right.
Exactly. And did you see that the fucking mayor, one of the mayors in one of the border towns had sent them a video conference saying, please don't change these laws. Please don't... take these. This is a Democratic guy. This is not a Republican. Please don't do this to our you know, to our city. We can't handle this shit. We can't handle this shit. I mean, he says, oh, 11 million people. It's not 11 million. It was 11 million back in 2006. It's not, they were saying that. It's twice to three times that. It's crazy. It is absolutely fucking nuts.
Sure, sure. But they're going to get it. They're going to run it to the rest of the way till they get us all the way in the ground, I guess.
That's it.
I guess that's what the whole idea here is.
You don't check those fucking people. Don't check them for COVID. No, you're talking about the third most positive fucking COVID area, Mexico. Just let them in. Don't check them. Don't, and forget that they got whatever 2-3 million cases. That's not right. That's all they can. They can't afford to fucking test like we did. If they tested like we did, they probably have 20 fucking million people infected. Yeah. They probably have half the country at least infected. But they just don't want to. They just want to let people in, and that will pass this $1.9 trillion stimulus will be on the way probably by the end of the week with no support. So you'll get your $12,666 checks, of course, taxed to 89%. So you'll get $1,400, but that'll be coming soon. That'll be coming soon. I'm telling you, people don't look at it that way. You need to fucking look at it that way. If you're getting a $12,000 check, but they're keeping 89% because they're taxing that, so they can fucking do whatever the fuck they want with it. Bail out blue states, do whatever the fuck they want with it. You know, whatever. Put a moat around the fucking capital, whatever the fuck they want to do. And now, did you see it's okay for the White House to say, nobody says shit about this, but when Trump had said this, remember? It's okay now that we're not going to share the virus until most Americans are inoculated. That's what Biden said. No one's calling him a racist or a xenophobe. But when Trump said that, oh my God, he's the worst fucking person that's ever walked the fucking planet. Are you kidding me? Come on. Yeah, I agree. We shouldn't share until most of us are vaccinated. But when Trump said it, that's when why the fuck was it such a problem then? But, oh, no fucking problem now. It's not a fucking problem now.
The simple reason was because Trump said it. That's the only reason. That's the only reason.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And as you see, even in Michigan, that bitch Gretchen Dickmore, or whatever her fucking name is, she quietly extends the restaurant lockdowns until fucking mid-March. Yeah. Quietly. Nobody's hearing shit about that.
Yeah.
And now fucking Biden is considering opening a reparations commission?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have anyone in my family that owns slaves. Why should I have to pay people who more than likely had no one in their past was a slave? It's just a tool to get more government control. It's, that's all it is.
Yeah. Where is this money coming from, though? All these numbers.
Just print it. It's going to be useful. It's going to be just print. Telling you, man, buy ink, man. It's going to go through the fucking roof.
Basically, go long on ink.
Go long on ink. That's what I say.
Basically, it's just going to be like toilet paper.
Oh, it is.
It's going to have no worth.
$100 bills.
It's not going to be worth anything. It's not going to be worth anything.
It ain't going to be worth shit. Trust me, in Venezuela. They would be, they're probably wiping their ass with their $100 fucking bills because what the fuck good is it?
It's worthless. It's right.
You might as well. You might as well get some fucking use out of it. Jesus Christ.
Well, they can't get toilet paper there either, so I guess they are using
money. Wipe your ass.
Wipe your ass with $100 bill.
Because the money is worthless.
And didn't they used to use like, Didn't they used to use like $100 bills years ago to snort cocaine? Like it was like the cool thing or something?
No, yeah.
So oh, yeah. I guess this is the new cool thing. You wipe your ass with $100 bill. You
wipe your ass with $100 bill. But hey, that $100 bill wouldn't get you the fucking piece of toilet paper that it would take to wipe your ass.
That's
basically how worthless it fucking is, you know?
That's kinda it's kinda sad.
It's kind of sad. It's very sad.
And it's going to end up only getting worse before it can get better.
Oh, it's going to get much worse.
So I mean, with the climate, you know, the global warming and everything. This week was really unbelievable.
Oh yeah,
how warm it was in Texas, especially.
That was all our fault. Oh yeah, it's global warming. That's because we do so bad. It has nothing to do with fucking China and India just dumping shit in fucking rivers.
That doesn't count.
We are the fucking best in the world. We are the best. For as big as we are the fucking best. Just catch the fuck up to us, and then we'll move forward from there. If you catch up to us, you'll do a lot more to save this planet than us getting 10 times as good as we are. Which is way too much money. Yeah, Texas was shut down. Because why? Because the Dems fucking shoved that green fucking shit down their throat. This is the first disaster that came from all this Green New Deal shit. You know? The only reason why Texas has got the power back on is because of fossil fuels and fucking And oil and fucking coal. That's the only reason why they have power now. Because they went back to... You can't take the kind of... You know, windmills were shutting down because they're getting frozen. Because they didn't expect them to be... You know, they didn't expect them to freeze in southern fucking Texas. But...
shit happens.
I think I was reading it. I think they were counting on this time of the year, the windmills, to produce 11% of the energy. But because they got frozen, they were only about 2%. That's why it fucking showed. Solar and wind accounts for like 23% of Texas's power. And that's on a good day. That's on the best day. The full sun and the wind fucking blowing hard. On the best fucking days. And you don't have the best days all the time. And you never have the best day at night for solar. Because the sun don't shine at night. I don't give a shit what you say. Nice. Maybe they should get a windmill that can run on cow parts. it kind of balances out the fucking the carbon footprint of a cow part. At least it blows on a windmill and turns it. You know?
I think that's a good idea.
You know, that's like, you remember the old fucking cow joke? You know, you get a good T-bone by sticking your head up a cow's ass, but I'd rather take the fucking goddamn butcher's word for it.
it's
fucked up.
Fucked up ain't the word, man. It's bad, fucked up.
Oh Jesus! Did you see the immigration bill? I believe this has got to pass, though. But the immigration bill that they're going through right now, it was some of the things that I've seen on it says every single illegal who submits an application on day one immediately is allowed to work. That's one part of it. Second part, every employer is immediately allowed to hire illegals, even if they haven't submitted that application yet. Just saying that they will in the future if they feel like it is good enough. Can you believe that fucking shit?
As crazy as it is, I believe it.
Also, if you were if part of this bill, if you were deported during the Trump,
you can come back
and come in, and we will mail you the application. Even if you committed a felony, but you can prove that this family unity that you need to come back for, they'll let you back. Even if you committed felons, they don't care. As long as you can prove that they're now every one of them will be fucking related to another one. You watch.
I'm surprised they're not going for reparation also.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised.
Do you realize it was 75,000 illegal crossings just in the month of January? That's the most in history in the month of January. This past January.
Well, they said that they said 3,500 a day.
And if a federal employee flags an application because they don't like what they see, that employee gets a $50,000 fine.
Well, this is like insanity.
If fucking somebody says, well, I know this person. This is the head of fucking MS-13, so I'm going to flag it. No, he get a $50,000 fine and the illegal is not back in. Hopefully it won't pass. They need 60 votes. They need a filibuster. That's why they want to get rid of the filibuster so they can pass shit like that. So that should be scaring the fucking shit out of people. It really, really should. It should be scaring the piss out of people.
Well, wait till they see all the money that's going out. Nothing here for the people. And the price of gas going up, the price of everything going up here, and people out of work, and businesses that are never going to fucking open. Never going to open, but let's let more people in. They aren't vaccinated for anything.
This pandemic and all this bullshit has pushed us, has made us, but people don't even remember. They don't even remember just a little while. Just a little over a year ago, we had like 1.2 million more jobs than we had people to fucking fill them. That was just over a year ago. Right. And that was under, was it under fucking Bush or no, that was under Trump, you fucking idiots. Just over a year ago. But now we got to give them a pathway to citizenship. A pathway to citizenship, sure. Let's take a look at that. It's called citizenship. That's a fucking pathway to citizenship. They should be coming up here illegally. They want citizenship. Why is it my fucking fault that you want to come here illegally and become a fucking citizen? Why should I have to pay for that?
Because the Democrats want more votes.
If they want to give them a pathway to citizenship, if they want to let them have amnesty, let them apply for it where they are. Not the fuck at the southern fucking border and just let them in and let them into the country so you never fucking hear from them again. That's a pathway to fucking goddamn insanity. But that's... well... and now they want to ban the fucking president? They don't call them out directly, but the White House wants to pass a bill now to ban any former president who has been impeached twice, which there's only one, from being buried in Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one, too.
And they also, Georgia lawmaker wants to introduce legislation banning Trump from the Capitol. Ever. And banning his name from the use on any federal buildings, any monuments, even park benches. That's the kind of shit. That's fucking crazy, man. It really fucking is. I mean, there's a goddamn person that gave this country back to the people. Really.
That's not what they wanted, though.
Politicians want, no.
Of course not.
They just want to give this country to China and show. Look, I've heard fucking rumors you know, China, who Biden loves, they want to launch an EM fucking bomb, an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse bomb in our atmosphere. Now, if they do something like that, if it's big enough, that would shut down the entire electric grid. It means no power for anything.
Yep.
Shuts down everything that runs on a computer, which is most things nowadays. Cars, buses, trains, planes. It doesn't matter. If it's got a computer, an EM pulse, big enough EM pulse will shut all that down. And in some cases, if it's done right, big enough, it could do this for a decade. Solar flare, you know, the solar EM can do this for decades. And think about it, 10 fucking years without the use of your fucking cell phone or nothing. Nothing. You can't, don't even think about Googling, what do I do if the power goes out? Forget it. My suggestion to all you fucking idiots that would do something like that, Google it now. What the fuck should I do if the power is off for 10 years? And fucking goddamn start getting ready for that, because that's what you're in for. You won't be able to find out once this EM pulse or any of that shit happens. I mean, it's not that difficult. It is not that difficult to take the electric grid down. It is not that difficult. People have no idea what would happen if all that shit happened. Can you imagine?
No. No.
They can't even fucking take a shit without fucking checking their phone. These people nowadays, they can't take a shit without checking their phone's gone. Phone's gone, car's gone, you gotta walk, you can ride a bicycle, you better have fucking bullets so you can kill a fucking cow and go get something to fucking eat, because people don't realize that without power, man, you're fucked. You really are. Try to take your cell phone down for a couple of hours, shut it off, and don't ever use it and see how the fuck you get by. It ain't gonna happen. Not in today's world. Jeez,
you know.
God forbid you don't have it, you won't be able to Google. How do I take the next step? How do I take the next step? Well, Google it. I swear to Christ, man. Sick, man. It's sick.
Oh, you God. Got
fucking sick. Yes,
so, Dave, what's your take on this, Dave? I haven't heard you. Any advice on this?
Dave is just sitting back laughing.
No, where the fuck is he?
He's just laughing.
Yeah.
He's just laughing. Hey, there's plenty of fucking shit happening out there, man. I'm telling you.
Too much shit.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear the truth.
We need to
find a way to put the show on Facebook without being banned.
Yeah,
put it on Parler's back. I hear. Put it on Parler. Of course, I don't only get to the people who probably fucking agree with us anyway. They won't get to the other side, but they don't even put it. They don't get their finger out of their ass long enough to take a shit. They're fucked.
If this show goes on,
really screwed.
If this show goes on, they're gonna allow China to blow up, I think. So we won't be able to be on.
Oh man, I'm telling you. Hey, we're look at some of the other stuff. Oh, did you see Joe Scarborough from fucking CNN?
He's another idiot.
He says he's in favor of prosecuting all the riots at the Capitol. But for the BLM and the Antifa riots, for burning down, as he put it, a taco stand.
Yes, no, taco stand. That was the best.
Way, motherfucker. I bet if that was his fucking business, that was his fucking taco stand, he would change his fucking tune. But no, he doesn't think, no, none of that shit. None of that shit matters. We don't prosecute any of those people that caused billions of dollars in damage. Let's do these that cost not, what are they? They broke a couple of fucking windows and maybe stole a little bit of shit here. Yeah, somebody died. Unfortunately, a lot of people died. There's other riots, still a lot more. A lot fucking more. But we don't prosecute them because they're on our side. These people are idiots. They really are. They really are. And Joe Scarborough, if it was his fucking money, if it was his everything that he had, that he put into his business and it burned down, he'd have a different fucking tune. Trust me, he'd have a different tune.
Now, let me ask you something. Why isn't that a racist remark that he made?
Oh, because it's not.
About a taco stand. Why? Well, because it was a Spanish place?
You understand? Democrats can't be racist at all. You can only be racist if you're a fucking Republican, conservative, or something like that. You can't be if you're a fucking... Yeah, it should be. That's a very racist remark.
Of course it is. Yeah.
I think we need to start a new party.
One fucking, on top of it, I bet you not one fucking taco stand burned down, actually. Yeah. I guess he considers fucking, what was it, Macy's and all. I guess he considers those fucking taco stands.
I tell you.
There's a lot of people, even the one going into the DOJ says, if you looted or burned down a business, that really shouldn't matter. Get the fuck out of here.
You know, I thought it was a real disgrace this past week when Rush Limbaugh died. I don't care. I mean, I can't believe that these people were allowed to talk the way they did on the View and stuff. Not for anything. They're a bunch of heartless bunch of old fucking crow bitches, I guess.
I think they all need to get fucking laid. That's what they need.
Who would?
Who the fuck would want that job? That might be.
Was a fucking excellent. He was a wonderful person. I mean, he was a great fucking man. Everything he would do, he would give you the shirt off his fucking back. And you know what I loved about Rush? He was not one to just sit there and complain about something. Okay, he would give you his view. This is a problem, but he would always have a fucking solution or a couple of them.
That's true.
You know, he wouldn't just say that's the thing in life. In anything, if you want to complain about how bad something is. Don't just come to, that's what I used to tell my guys in the shop. Don't come to me and tell me that this is fucking wrong without having some way of fixing it. I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, have some fucking way to fix it and then complain about it. But here's how we fix it. This is what we got to do. So have a solution to the fucking problem, not just a fucking problem. Anybody can come up with a fucking problem, come up with some solutions. And he always did, and when he was talking, he always had a solution. And that's what makes, you got to have that. You really fucking have to get, you have to get that. You know, you can't just have fucking idiots just giving you problems at the problem, that's the problem.
But again, on the other side of this, if it was anybody else that died, and they tried to make fun of him. They were yelling about DeSantis putting the flag at half mast. It's a disgrace that he did this. And you know what? The man died. The man died, and he preached. He believed 100%. I think he was a very honest guy. Maybe people don't believe the shit that he said, but I think he was very honest. He wasn't afraid to say stuff. He sure didn't quiet down right away, like a little worm or anything. He said it, and he took a lot of abuse from a lot of people too.
Oh yes, he did.
But again, for them to turn around and say the stuff that they said is unbelievable and get away with it. That's the real sin. Well,
they because they're talking about a fucking goddamn Republican. They can't talk about a Democrat that way. They can't talk about anybody that way, but a Republican. Or even those fucking, did you see those assholes in fucking California from the school board district? That video conference, did you see that? When they thought nobody was listening, and parents were listening, they were mocking parents. One of them said, said, bitch, if you call me out, I'm going to fuck you up. Parents are listening to this.
They said nobody's going to get fired, though.
They want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
And the parents are listening to this. Somebody says, oh, by the way, we're live. Everybody's listening. Oh, really? Oh, no. Uh-uh. I would fucking fire every fucking one of them that did the fuck them. Send them all to the fucking Soylent Green factory. Fucking fire every goddamn fucking one of them.
Yeah, but you know what? The teacher union is very strong. And bottom line, you heard what they said. If you feel you're threatened in any way, don't go to work.
And you don't
have to.
Biden, of course, never got. Yeah,
they get money.
They help them fucking get elected. Or whatever. Biden and the Democrats think teachers should be a priority to vaccine and not go back until all teachers are vaccinated.
But let more people in. But let more people into the country.
You know the problem with that? Even that grand fucking poobah that fuck Fauci says that doesn't need to happen. So Biden is ignoring the science and listening to the fucking teachers union. So much for we're going to follow the science. We're going to follow the fucking science teacher. That's what we're going to fucking follow. Fuck that. You know, Jesus Christ. I can't believe that. I can't believe there's still school. It's nuts. It really is nuts. And then there was an activist in Baltimore. Get this. There was an activist in Baltimore that wants to pay criminals not to kill people. Can you believe that shit? He wants to pay criminals not to kill people. That's like sending billions of dollars to Iran so they don't fucking create a nuclear weapon and drop it on the rest of the world. But that's what they want to do. They want to fucking pay criminals not to kill people. Like, that's going to fucking work.
Now, what about that college professor that's taken heroin? He's been on heroin now, and he says that they should legalize it. They should legalize it because he says it's a great drug. It's a great drug. I gotta find a story for you.
I forgot
his name. 1 minute. He's got his hair all braided and everything.
Come on, Pat, you know. Makes you feel good.
No, I gotta look. One second.
And while they were, you know, they want to pass all this gun fucking reform and, you know, look, my guns are so reformed that they haven't killed anybody in 30 plus fucking years. Not the guns, you fucking idiots. It's the fucking people behind them.
Okay.
Not the fucking guns. I have a lot of them, but in 30 plus fucking years that I've had, not one of them has killed anybody. So it's not the fucking guns. It's goddamn fucking people.
All right, this Columbia professor says he does heroin regularly for a work-life balance. And I'm going to tell you his name. Carl Hart is a Columbia University professor of psychology and neuroscience. He chairs psych department and has a fondness for heroin, not only as a subject, but of a scholar pursuit, but also a substance for his personal use. At 54, the married father of three has snorted small amounts of heroin for as many as 10 days in a row and enjoyed it mightily. Even if, as he recalls in his new book, Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. Could you imagine this fucking shit? This guy is snorting heroin, and then he's going to go teach at a college.
Exactly. And you wonder why they're getting this stupid bullshit, level fuck goddamn education that's worthless.
Yeah.
Most of them are worthless.
Again, this is with the teachers. I said this a long time ago. We lost control when both parents had to go out to work and the mother or the father wasn't home to take care of the children.
Exactly.
The school teachers were taking care of them, and instead of teaching them from a book, they were infiltrating their brain with their beliefs.
That's right.
Then it went from elementary to high school to college, and that's why we're in the fucking place we are.
You keep feeding them people, these kids. We'll call them kids because they're not people. And that's what Biden said. Remember Joe Biden, the fucking pedophile, when he sent the fucking Anderson Pooper on his, everybody knows I like kids better than people.
Yeah, that was another wild.
Hey, fucking dickhead. Give the people too. I guess they want to look at it that way. Since now he's for abortions because if they're not people, I guess maybe they can look at it. You can abort a 17-year-old because he's not a person yet. I really don't know, but I'm just fucking saying. But kids are people. I'm sorry, they are. What a fucking moron! And people fucking voted for this fucking idiot. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are so sorry that they voted for this fucking guy. I think there's millions of people that are so sorry that they voted for him. And he hasn't even been there 2 fucking months yet, I don't think.
No, he's just finishing a month.
He hasn't done nothing. I mean, now he's getting ready. Now, supposedly, he's finally planning. He wasn't even planning a visit to fucking Texas. Didn't even want to do a flyover to see all the frozenness. You know why? Because, too much logistics involved in that. Yeah, logistics. The logistics of it is you got to get up off your fucking ass, get the fuck out of the White House, get on a fucking plane, and fly over and just check it out. Trump went to every fucking national disaster. Even went to California when Newsom didn't want him to fucking come. He went anyway. He had to go. He was always fucking present. He was always there. This fucking Biden is playing with his fucking dogs that don't even look like they're happy at all. I really don't know. I don't fucking. I don't get it. And these people think he's the greatest thing since this. You know why he didn't want to fucking fly over Texas? I'll tell you why. That would require him getting up off his fucking ass, getting on the helicopter, getting on a plane, and then flying, and probably getting on another helicopter. And he probably would be home before 8 o'clock at night, you know, past his fucking bedtime. And he didn't want to fucking do it. That would require, I'll be up past my bedtime. This fucking guy, I mean, he goes, I think he calls it quits at 8 o'clock. Everybody's done. Nothing's done anymore. Barring that the world don't fucking blow up, don't fucking bother me. Yeah, and if the world does blow up, there's nothing I can do about it, so don't fucking bother me then either. Whatever. He's a total fucking moron. Trump was up at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning doing shit. I can't say what the media didn't like him because they never knew. He never fucking slept, hardly ever slept. They were on their fucking toes the whole time.
You got now 1 minute, like, guys.
We only got a minute. But that's the kind of shit that we got to look forward to for the next 4 years or until they He,
no.
Like I said, take the House back in 22, nominate fucking Trump as a goddamn Speaker of the House, fucking goddamn impeach fucking goddamn Biden and Harris, and fucking there, Trump's back. There you go. There you go. And then you can sleep at night.
Then you can
then
sleep
Joe
at night.
Joe can go to bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, at 8. But right
yeah,
now.
Give them some more bedtime.
Right now, we
God
are.
Bless. God bless America.
God bless. We love you.
We love you.
Oh, ain't that nice.
Are we off, Dave?
You're off now.